What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken here, the Dave Van Auken Show. We're back. It's Wednesday. What are we, May 17th? Wow, May 17th. Absolutely, we're in summer. It's crazy. A lot to get into right away. Huge fight announcements from Dana White last night. I hope you guys enjoyed my quick little Francis Ngannou piece yesterday. I'm going to start doing that more. I'm going to start really taking one topic. Let's go 8-10 minutes real quick. I know you drive to work. I know you're driving to the gym. Just a real quick 12-minute segment into what's the biggest news, the biggest take, right? But let's pay some bills real quick. Before that, let's give a huge shout-out. Happy birthday to Fight Bananas' own Jillian the Savage Robertson. Her podcast, Mike Cuddles, you guys can download and subscribe to that one. It's got its own stream. It's under Fight Bananas. You can watch it on YouTube under our channel, or you can subscribe to Mike Cuddles on all podcast platforms. So shout out to G. Happy birthday to you. Guys, also tonight, Maddie Levine, Peelback, 8 p.m. That goes live. Really cool. Maddie talks with a UFC Nick Fiora. So that goes tonight. Also tonight, 9 p.m., Ben and Bananas, we start our handshake. We posted it yesterday. I haven't talked about it on this podcast, but Ben and Bananas will now streamed on Millions, millions.co. I know you guys have seen it multiple times. UFC fighters do live streams and so much more, but it's cool. We're going to bring our podcast to their platform and a lot of other things. We're going to do live streams ourselves. We're going to have our own merch. We're going to help sell other fighters' merch. We have a super link. We'll send that out into the guts of this podcast. So anytime you want to buy anything on Millions, it's like that Amazon, right? Just use our link. If you're going to buy a John Anik shirt, Mike Beast Boy Davis shirt, a Grant Dawson signed UFC hat, if you're going to buy any of that merch regardless, just use our super link. We get a little bit of, we got a kickback, you know what I mean? It's hey, we're traveling around the world. You know, we need a little bit of that kickback. So we got that tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Millions. That's Better Bananas. Shout out to our guys, Guerrilla Warfare. Shop at GorillaWarfareApparel.com. That's GorillaWarfareApparel.com. I love their shirts. Love their shirts. So, all right, there we go. Paid some bills. We got a lot of stuff out of the way. Let's get into it. So last night, it's kind of funny. Yes, this is kind of pull that elephant out of the room. Ngannou signs in the morning. Big waves. He went on an aerial show at 1 p.m. And get home last night. We're eating dinner with the family. And Dana White goes, guys, major announcements. We're going live in 30 minutes. And they were. They were. It was a very, sometimes it's lackluster. This was not. And let me kind of start more into that. Let me start at UFC 292. And then I really want to dive into UFC 291, especially the main event. But UFC 292, the secret of Boston TD Garden is out. The main event they wanted there, Aljamain Sterling versus Sugar Sean O'Malley. Love that fight. Maybe one of the biggest bantamweight fights in the history of the UFC. I think it's going to be that high end. Co-main event, finally the return of Zhang Weili versus Amanda Lemosh. Seems a little bit lackluster, but it's great to see Weili back. We haven't seen her fight in a while, so that's very cool. So let's get into UFC 291, which... same thing. We were here in Utah. We were here in Salt Lake City. Boom, they get it. Back-to-back years, Utah gets a UFC pay-per-view. So they're probably paying the UFC pretty well if they're getting pay-per-views back-to-back years. Let's just say that. So with that being said, I was wondering what's going to main event it. Because to me, Volkanovski's the month before. Jones is not happening. I hear Jamal Hill is not happening. Edwards and Covington was maybe a shot, but I guess not. Makhachev is for Abu Dhabi and UFC 294. So I'm like, oh, these championship fights doesn't make sense. They're even doing the flyweight championship. Middleweight, can they sneak Izzy? But with them adding Whitaker and Duplessis the month before, that doesn't make sense. So I'm like, what's going to main event this card? They main event it with a championship. All right. The BMF title is back. Dana White said with Jorge Gamebred Masvidal retiring, that belt is vacant. And that belt goes to one of these guys who absolutely deserve it. It's our fighter's dreams fight again. It's a rematch. Dustin the Diamond Poirier versus Justin Gaethje will main event a UFC pay-per-view. And I love this because there hasn't been a lot of it. There's been three men that's main evented pay-per-views. It's been Conor McGregor without a championship. Conor McGregor, Jorge Masvidal, and Nate Diaz. It seems like it's always been the A side. I know Poirier's fought Connor, but Connor was a little bit of the A side. Now, to me, Poirier's the A side. So Poirier becomes the fourth man. You can headline a pay-per-view with McGregor, Diaz, Masvidal, and Poirier. And Poirier versus Gaethje. Guys, I don't have to sell you on the fight. I've seen all the reactions on socials and, of course, on our platforms. You guys love it. I love it. We're going to buy the pay-per-view. Could be fight of the year. Could be the greatest fight ever. But it's just, let's just kind of call it out. This is it. Doesn't get better. You can add Chandler. Chandler's fought both of these guys before. Poirier, Gaethje, BMF. Locking him. Just give it to me. So there you go. Their main event. Love it. To me, I know people don't want to hear this. It's better than a lot of other main events. It's to me, it's better than Amanda Nunes and Irene Adana. To me, it's better than Sterling Cejudo. This fight, I know it's for the BMF title, but for me, fight on fight, this is the better fight. So I love the main event. Let's talk about the co-main event. Came out of left field. I know they were talking about trying to really set up Alex Pierre with someone. He's moving up to light heavyweight. Walker just won. How is Rekic's knee? A lot of stuff to move, a lot of moving parts. They go right into it. Number two, number three light heavyweight of this world, Jan Blachowicz. He was a champion. Pierre versus the Polish power, Jan Blachowicz, in the co-main event, which I love. It's such a cool fight. It's a unique fight. Power on power. And yes, this is just the same thing. I saw it on socials too. Alex Pierre is just that guy. How crazy. The only man other than Pierre to beat Izzy in the UFC was Jan. What happened if Pierre beats Jan? It's just, that's just Alex. It's crazy. So that's great matchmaking. To me, the winner of that fight fights for the light heavyweight championship and a lot of moving parts with Yuri and Jamal Hill. I don't know what they're doing with Ankalaev. They are not happy with Ankalaev, I'll tell you that. So co-main event, Pierre versus Jan. Then we get into the feature fight, Paul Acosta versus, I'm going to butcher the of his last name, Leskarov. He's the one that just knocked out Phil Hawes 2 weeks ago. Like, he just won. DC was blowing him up. He gets a big featured fight against Paul Acosta in the middleweight division. That's pretty cool. Tony Ferguson versus Bobby Green. Did not see this one coming to be. I heard Tony was hurt. It's kind of odd that he's fighting. So this might be the last time we see one or both of these guys in the UFC. So really intrigued with that. And then the third best fight in this card. A lot of moving parts, a lot of kind of moving through the division and where they're ranked and all stuff of that nature. In the welterweight division is Michael Chiesa versus Kevin Holland. And all Kevin Holland does is fight. All Kevin Holland does is put on a show. All Kevin Holland does is a fan favorite. So that's a really cool, unique fight. Same thing. I love fights like this. I did not see them on a poster. No one talked about it. No one talked about, oh, this could be cool. And then when you see it on the fight poster, it's like, oh, that's pretty awesome. Chiesa versus Holland. I like that. So I know Derek Lewis is also on the prelims. It looks like Wonderboy Thompson and Michelle Pierre, they're going to be on the prelims. So absolutely stacked. Salt Lake City, Utah, you got yourself a card. You got yourself the BMF title. Very fun. Very fun. The only thing I am a little bit intrigued with or a little bit kind of weary about is, does the winner of Poirier Gaethje, do they fight Makhachev early 2024 for the, the winner of Makhachev versus Charles or Makhachev Benny? Does the winner of this fight for the UFC lightweight championship in early 2024? I don't know. I really don't now, because with the BMF title, and I know they wanted the main event and they kind of, it sells a little bit more. I don't know if they're going to try to have more lineage of this championship, not like Jorge did, or they just kind of, this is a one-off. This is a fun title. These guys deserve a championship. These guys deserve a main event. This is kind of put it on them. And then kind of what, like Jorge did, he will move on, but not really bring the title along. So intrigued, definitely intrigued. I can see it both ways. I like both ways. It's not like I'm pro one or the other, but awesome. UFC 291, Poirier, Gaethje 2. UFC 292, Sterling versus O'Malley. To me, the biggest UFC bantamweight championship fight in the history of the sport. And Limoges versus Whaley. So there you go. Those are the major announcements. Dana White, You know, come on. PFL was a little bit in the news. So bam, let's hammer 9 amazing fight announcements. So I love it. But all right, guys, tonight's a busy night here at Fight Bananas, 9 o'clock Eastern time sharp. Check us out on Millions. We'll send the link out there. You can subscribe, sign up to our Million stream. That's tonight at 9. Maddie Levine, Peel Back, episode 12. That's at 8 p.m. And we'll talk to you guys later. I will be traveling. Island Fight 77 is Saturday. I'll be commentating on it. So I'll be kind of out of the studio for the next 2-3 days. So this is it. Big day Wednesday. You got the Dave Van Auken show right now. You got Peel Back and Ben and Bananas later tonight. So there we go, guys. Make sure also before Saturday, if you guys want free picks, you want free plays, go right now to themmashark.com. Sign up for free, absolutely free, themmashark.com. All right, guys. Dave Van Auken, I'm out. Episode 193 in the books.